From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Thousands of U.S. and Afghan forces will soon be heading to southern Afghanistan for a military operation in Kandahar. That's the birthplace of the Taliban. Taking on Taliban fighters may be the easiest part of the operation. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the hardest part will be dealing with Kandahar's corrupt power structure.
The top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says this summer's main military effort is about more than just U.S. troops going after the Taliban.
This effort is being led by the Afghans and will focus on the complex political and governance aspects of Kandahar.
Complex political and governance aspects of Kandahar. That's a roundabout way of saying Kandahar leaders are part of the problem.
Right now we are seen as propping up a corrupt Kandahar city government.
Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution just returned from Afghanistan.
We're essentially seen as helping a couple of families and their companies and their tribes, and that marginalizes and disenfranchises other tribes, which wind up supporting the Taliban.
In a nutshell, America's allies in Kandahar are seen as undermining efforts to improve governance. This small group of appointed and elected officials are using their positions to enrich themselves and expand their power. Carl Forsberg just released a report on Kandahar politics for the Institute for the Study of War, a nonpartisan Washington think tank.
All the major power is concentrated in the hands of people, sort of use official positions far outside the legal bounds of what their position really is.
And who's at the top of that list?
Well, in Kandahar, it's Ahmad Wali Karzai.
Ahmad Wali Karzai, the brother of Afghan President Hamid Karzai and chairman of Kandahar's Provincial Council, which is the top legislative body in the province. Ahmad Wali Karzai also runs his own security company, armed guards that have been contracted to U.S. and NATO forces. He rents property to the U.S. military, and he's reportedly provided intelligence to the CIA. Ahmad Wali Karzai's also been accused of using his influence to help drug traffickers, intimidate political opponents, and stuff ballot boxes in last fall's presidential election. U.S. officials tell NPR he's also profited by using his position to seize public and even private land for development. Ahmad Wali Karzai has denied any wrongdoing. In an interview last week with the TV network Al Jazeera, he pledged to help the U.S. in the upcoming Kandahar operation.
Now, some would say that you are part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
I'm trying to help the people and help the government. So probably there are some mistakes in the past, but these things are clear now. We are trying to help each other.
Forsberg, the author of the Kandahar report, says the problem is the U.S. is helping Ahmad Wali Karzai too much. Forsberg recommends the U.S. cancel its contracts with him, and he says the U.S. should disband Karzai's armed security groups, including one known as the Kandahar Strike Force.
So you don't have provincial council chairmen essentially running military networks.
During a recent Pentagon press conference, I asked General McChrystal about how Ahmad Wali Karzai's military networks will be used in the upcoming Kandahar operation.
What will be the role of the Kandahar Strike Force and these other groups?
I'm not going to discuss any of the specific forces like that, but I think all of that will reflect President Karzai's intent to move things under government control.
But it's that government control, especially in Kandahar, that's been a key problem. Michael O'Hanlon, the defense analyst, says he was most troubled on his Afghanistan trip by this fact. U.S. and NATO officials are still struggling with how to treat Ahmad Wali Karzai just weeks before the planned Kandahar operation, an operation officials are calling the defining moment of the 9-year war.
I heard some people almost throwing up their arms with the view that there just didn't seem to be much we could do about it, and we depend on this guy. Others thought we had to be more aggressive, not in eliminating him or his contracts or his companies, but in spreading around the wealth.
Which means breaking up Ahmad Wali Karzai's stranglehold on contracts and influence. A senior military official tells NPR there have been several meetings with the president's brother, and the Americans have made it clear, the official says, that they expect Ahmad Wali Karzai to be part of the solution. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.